This is Pastor Walton with a teaching timeless truth moment.
I love to sit and look through those holy pages and read about the eternal rock of ages. See all that God has done, the battles he has won, the great prophecies unfold. In every book from Genesis to Revelation, I see his loving grace, and this great salvation brings courage to my soul, for I know he's in control.
Titus chapter number 1, verses 6 through 9 says, if any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly, for a bishop must be blameless, the steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre, but a lover of hospitality, a lover of good men, sober, just, holy, temperate, holding fast the faithful word, as he hath been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. And there's the period to the end of another long sentence. We've looked at these qualifications of the one who's preaching the word of God, because it's so important to us that you and I get the incredible truths of God's word, that we do it by preaching and Sunday school teaching and all, but also in our own devotions and our own Bible study. But here's the purpose of why all this has to be. The purpose of why any of us who are going to expound on the word of God must have these things. And this is it, that we would hold fast the faithful word as we've been taught. And that is what Paul is telling Titus, that they will hold fast the faithful word like they've been taught, that they be able by sound doctrine. That's a great phrase you're going to see a lot in Timothy and Titus, both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers. Okay, here's the thing. We must have a holding forth of the faithful word. God's word's faithful. It's true. It's believable. It's trustworthy. You can have your confidence completely and totally in it. The idea of holding fast carries with it the idea to holdly firm to cling on to not let go. You know why? Because no man can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Hold forth, hold fast that faithful word that you've been taught, that as that way you would be able by sound doctrine. The idea of this soundness is the idea of not deceiving the mind. A complete and a total soundness, sound doctrine, sound teaching, sound learning, sound instruction, that by giving the word of God in a way that absolutely is healthy. It literally means to be physically well, healthy. This doctrinal teachings must be sound, well teaching, right teaching, both to exhort and convince the gainsayers. The word exhort is to beseech, to comfort, to call them to see the need, and to convince, to rebuke, to convict them, to admonish them about some things, and that is to convince them that this word is true. But these things were written that you might believe that Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you might have life through his name. John chapter 20, verse 31. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness of mind and searched the scriptures daily whether those things were so. Acts 17, 11. What we find here is we want to convince the gainsayers, those who dispute and refuse to listen. We're trying by sound doctrine through the word of God, and that's the only thing that'll convict, and it's the only thing that can change the heart and life.
Well, I believe every word that he said is true. I believe he'll do exactly what he said he would do. How I love his precious word.
This has been a Teaching Timeless Truth Moment with Pastor Roger Walton. You may send all correspondence to tttbroadcasts@gmail.com. Tune in again next time for another Teaching Timeless Truth Moment.